Kommen
Martha.
I'm okay.
How are you today?
Pretty good.
Right.
Planning for Pesach.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, if you want to sit at our table, you're welcome to. Just put on the back of your paper.
Okay, I've already turned it in. It doesn't matter who I sit with. Y'all got
Well,
room? Okay.
okay, you could email Sandy if you want.
Okay. All right. Was that 2 weeks away?
I think so.
Wow.
Let's see. We don't have much time, I know that. But I've
Yeah.
already talked about April. It's the night of the 30th.
Right. Friday.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we're not working. We're off. We're off on that day, so that's great.
Yeah,
That way I
that's
can make it
good.
on time. Yeah. I don't have to fight the traffic, go in early. And not have to worry about the traffic.
We're hoping to get to Houston Sunday. Hopefully, Brandy made it back in an hour Sunday, so evidently the traffic's better on Sunday.
Good evening. Good
Hello, good
evening.
evening.
We are continuing our study of the Parasha of Noah from the Zohar, from the Sulam commentary. We are in section 31, and we will start tonight with Pasuk 238. I will start with Olashem Yehud. Are there any questions prior to our starting?
No, sir.
I don't have any.
Okay. Okay, Lashem Yehud could Shabri Fu Ishkinte Bit Hilu Urchimu Uthilu Uthilu Urchimu. Leachta Lashem Yudhe Bavate, the Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kununei Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kununeihu. Patachahu Yenuk Ka Wa Amar Yishkani Nin Shichot Pichu Dahu Teolta Ila Adi Pok Reuta Mifuma Vela Nafik Mechot Ma Kadesha Navka Dehakadit Haber Puma Lenashka Nafik Ayasha Biruta Bin Hiru Diantin Behedva Dekola Behita Bekuta Denaecha. The young boy started with the verse, "Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth." This, he continued, is the supernal passion, because when the fire was issued, the desire came from the mouth and not from the nose. Because when one mouth is connected to someone else's for the purpose of a kiss, fire emerges in the form of desire. Brightness of face, the rejoicing of all, and satisfied union. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, kisses lead to passion.
Say again.
I said kisses lead to passion, desire.
Yes, they do. But here it's talking about that it's a famous verse from Shir HaShirim.
Right,
let
I
him
know
kiss
that.
Me with the kisses of his mouth. So he's expressing this verse, and he's explaining that it's not that it's leading to passion. It's saying that the fire of anger gets expressed through the mouth, unless it is cooled off in the nose through smell, through the sweet savor of the incense offering that we studied in the last verse, or the two verses ago.
So,
and he's talking
with,
go ahead, Brandy.
When we talk about fire, it's always a expression of anger.
I apologize. It's Malka who's asking the question, correct? And I thought it was Brandy.
Yeah. That's okay.
I apologize. Well,
right.
I like to be able to identify the questioner. So you can't say that because this verse in Shir HaShirim is speaking about the love between Hashem and the Jewish people. So sometimes it's expressed, the idea of fire means passion, which would not be anger.
Okay.
Although there are some children that you could identify from the union that took place from that child's parents, that it was dealing with the child represents the anger between the two parents at the moment of conception. So sometimes anger gets confused with lust. Sometimes it gets confused with passion. But fire can have two aspects. Just like all the columns have right and left aspects of the columns. So the right column has a right of the right, and it has a left of the right. And the left column has a right of the left and a left of the left. And this is also true for the left column. So in this particular verse, the boy is connecting this verse, which is talking about the kisses of the mouth, and he's saying that sometimes one mouth is connected to someone else's mouth. Now, why would he express it that way is an interesting question. Why not call it a kiss? But he's saying, no, it's not a kiss. It's saying that he's saying that anger from the nose is expressed through the kiss, but it's expressed when it's being expressed as anger, it's not called a kiss. It's a connection where mouth is mouth to mouth, just like the phrase face to face. What is the meaning of face to face? What is the meaning of mouth to mouth? Well, in our world, and I'm sure they knew about it in the ancient days, but they may not have utilized it or written it down. But mouth to mouth means resuscitation. It means you're saving a life. So you have love, you have anger. In what other ways, if we think about it, can mouth to mouth represent an expression of an emotion? always have to remember that every verse in the Torah has 70 explanations. Every letter in the Torah has 70 explanations. Now, are those explanations, do they connect to a particular energy of a nation? Or are they just different interpretations? As we speak of the Torah as being interpreted. But how can you talk about interpreting the mind of God, which is what the Torah really is? So maybe each of those 70 explanations are relating to a different nation and how they are to perceive that particular verse. That's just a thought. I haven't heard that from any teacher, but it occurred to me as we're talking.
Can we use the same, like when we do Psalms on Friday, can we use that same system in reading these Parsha sections? Hello?
Yes, you can use the same system in the from anywhere in the Tanakh.
Because that's really helpful when you count the words and then count the letters as to what realm we're talking about, spiritual or physical. That really helps me a lot.
I agree, Delwyn. But what the question I would caution you out, or the statement I would caution you about, is using that with respect to the Talmud or the Zohar. And I've heard from one of my teachers that it is okay to count the words and letters in the Talmud and also the Zohar.
Okay.
But I haven't heard it from more than one, so I always am hesitant to do that if I don't have a general sense of agreement. And even if I think it's correct, my intuition says it's correct, I always am hesitant to jump to that conclusion. But anywhere in the Tanakh, the technique that we're using in the Psalms is available to be used on any verse in the Tanakh. So if you want to go to verse 1.2 and count the words, but because it's in English that we're being told that, in the Aramaic it doesn't specify it, the assumption is from the Aramaic is that you're familiar with the Tanakh and you would recognize the phrase. So they don't specify the... Now on the daily Zohar, sometimes you'll see red letters. That is, he is quoting and inserting those connections. He's telling you where in the Talmud or where in the Zohar or where in the what is the source of the verse. And then when you read his English conversation, he always gives you the whole verse, which is appropriate. And I don't know if it's something that people have realized or not, so I'm just giving you the information for you to utilize it.
Okay.
Are there any other comments or questions or conclusions? I'm preparing the email for the next week, which is the Parashat Tzav, and it's also Shabbat HaGadol. And when I counted the letters of the verse that I'm analyzing Kabbalistically, not the letters, but the words, it came to 23. And I don't remember ever counting 23 words. So I'm, you know, I have to look up and do some intuitive connections about that. So now you may have heard words from me, but think about what they mean. Each of those numbers mean to you. Just don't just accept my words.
I'll see if I have a card on 23. I may have a card on 23. I'll check.
Well, I have said before, 23 is the number of Hebrew letters after the Mashiach. We are expected to receive a 23rd letter. But beyond that, I don't.
Yes, I knew that too. But my card file is in the other room, so I can't look right now.
No problem. Should I go on to 239?
Should go with me.
Okay, verse 239. Uvegin kach ki dovim dodecha mi ayin mehahu yayin demechev de v'naher antin v'chakin ayanin v'yavid reuta v'lav mayan miyayin v'im shaker v'yavid rugza v'yachshich antin v'lachatan anin yayin deru. This is also why it is written, for your love is better than also from wine. That is wine. It is come from the wine that brightens the face and causes the eyes to laugh, bringing the affection and the friendship. It is not from the wine that leads to drunkenness and that brings anger and rage, causing darkening of the face and the burning of the eyes. Questions, comments, thoughts? And just to, I don't want to take away from your thinking, but just I will add, considering our last conversation, we see here that you have the same idea. You have the love or anger being expressed.
Right.
And you can get either one through the drinking of wine.
That's true. So, is this talking about a sweet savor? Of wine in the sanctuary?
It is talking about the wine in the sanctuary, but it's also talking about wine in the streets, wine in the normal course of people's lives. In Judaism, wine is served at Kiddush. It's made holy. It's manifesting the energy of the prayer within you. That's why you drink the wine after it's been blessed with the Kiddush prayer. So normally, at least, I'm not aware of homes that serve wine at dinner unless it's been done through Kiddush. On Shabbat, people drink the Kiddush wine, and then there are some groups that recommend that you maintain the frivolity and the joy of Shabbat through the drinking of alcohol, primarily wine or hard liquor. Rarely do they recommend beer. But everybody has their personal taste. Mine is just to be happy and joyful without the elevation of alcohol. That's why you sense all of my warped humor.
So that's the main, probably not the main purpose of drinking wine, is to keep the joy in Shabbat.
Well, that's
I know
the
there's probably many
kiddush.
Others.
If that's the reason we do Kiddush, after our prayers, is to manifest the energy of the prayer, and then by consuming the wine and drinking it, we're bringing that energy into our bodies. And that holiness is being brought into our bodies.
Okay.
There's, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of religious people who have not learned the Kabbalah. And so, you know, they will follow practices of their parents. They'll follow practices of their neighbors. And we live in a society that's very mixed. So sometimes it gets out of hand. And sometimes people are, you know, alcohol affects people in very different ways.
That's true.
Let's see if we can do verse 240. We all da begin de chamar da tal naher antin de chade. Anim v'avid tel tadir chimu makrivin leya koyoma al gabe mad becha shira diman deshate leya hade leya v'avid leya na. Naicha dikti v'nisko rivit hahin ugin kach itu tovim dodecha miyain mehahu yain v'itar rechimuta v'teuta. Therefore, because this wine is good, it brightens the face, makes the eyes merry, and arouses the passion for love. Thus it is offered daily as a sacrifice on the altar in a specific amount that makes whoever drinks it merry and satisfied. As it is written, and the wine offering thereof shall be a fourth part of a hin. This is a unit of measurement. This is the reason is your love is better from wine, for wine induces love and passion. Questions, comments, thoughts?
So, is it a misvote to drink wine, or is it a choice to do so? I know with the priests, the sacrifices, absolutely.
It is a choice. The mitzvah is to make kiddush. to do a blessing on a drink, primarily recommended as wine, to do a blessing on the wine after you pray and before you eat. That's the mitzvah. Now, this young boy is telling us in the Zohar here that we need to drink the wine every day. And that's what the doctors, the medical profession seems to be saying now. About 4 ounces of wine, one glass every night is healthy for you, which is about, what is it, a fourth part of a hymn. Comes in about that same volume of wine.
I mean, I have no problem drinking wine every day, not, you know, a glass of wine. Just curious if it's a choice to, or if you're going against...
The choice is to drink the wine, or if you don't want to have alcohol, to drink grape juice. And if you don't want to do either, you may use other liquids to do Kiddush. In the Talmud, there's a whole list of the order of the priorities, and they speak of the other liquids for people who cannot afford wine. And if you really a question, you can even do kiddush over milk. And if you utilize the concepts of mind over matter, you can do kiddush over water. But I wouldn't recommend that. About out of time. I would just point out one thing which I hinted at in my comments. This is a young boy. He's under the age of 13. Why do you think the Zohar is utilizing him as the channel for this wisdom? Come in. I wish you all a beautiful evening. We're not going to answer the question. If you want to, I want you to think about it.
Okay.
Our 7 o'clock class will be the Tikkuni Zohar class, number 27. So hopefully we'll see
all
you
right
there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom.